Hola, my name is Jonathan O'Donnell, and I would like to talk to you about wild metadata. This is not tame, quiet metadata. This is not your pet metadata. This is metadata, wild and free, raw metadata, uncontrolled and quite possibly uncontrollable. At DCANZ 2005, my faith in topic metadata, DC description and DC subject were shaken. David Hawking gave a presentation that said essentially, topic metadata doesn't help people find web pages. Hawking and Justin Zobel work on search and retrieval problems. A lot of their research ends up in Panoptic, a commercial search engine. They know their stuff. In their article, Does Topic Metadata Help with Web Search?, Hawking and Zobel say, in summary, subject and description metadata performs worse than all other forms of evidence examined, other than the text of the URL. Given the large cost of creating better metadata and the low benefits observed in our experiments, it is difficult to see how the investment in creating it can be justified. We conclude that topic metadata is of little value in processing web queries of the type that dominate enterprise query logs. In conclusion, they say, we found little evidence that metadata was of value for queries extracted from the query logs for that site, even when the index was restricted to the central, well-managed site. For the most popular queries, metadata was superior to content, but was inferior to alternatives such as anchor text. For all other queries, metadata was outperformed by title and dramatically outperformed by other evidence. They looked at the website of a large Australian university, one that mandates metadata for all pages and has put a great deal of effort into helping people create metadata for their pages. Hawking and Zobel, in conjunction with staff at the university, tested different sample queries against various indexes of the website. They looked at the text of the URL, title, title with content, description metadata, subject and description metadata, content, title, subject and description metadata altogether, anchor text, and web mix, anchor text, content and title, the sort of stuff that's used by most search engines. Anchor text and web mix gave the best results, far exceeding any of the others. But it was scary for me to see just how poorly the subject and description metadata performed. It often gave worse results than just searching on a title alone, and only performed slightly better than searching the text of the URL. Think about it for a minute. In most cases, you would be better off searching the title of web documents than the subject and description metadata. You would get almost as good results by indexing the text in the URLs. This graph, drawn from David Hawking's talk at DCANZ 2005, which started me down this track, shows some of the results that they found. Note the sixth column, subject and description, and the seventh column, content, title, subject and description. They are scoring about 10 to 15% on that right-hand scale. That means that the correct web page is among the first 10 results about 10 to 15% of the time. Just searching anchor text will improve that result to about 50% of the time. The fact that good results could be obtained from searching anchor text set me thinking, what other sorts of topic metadata are there? What does topic metadata look like in its natural state? Blog entries consist of a link to a web page and a short piece of text describing or commenting on the contents of that page. The example here points to Tiara, the Encyclopedia of New Zealand. It sounds like it's drawn from a press release, or maybe it's been written by someone who writes a lot of brief reviews of web pages. Tags. The tags on Delicious and Flickr act like keywords. They are single words attached to pages or images that help to describe the content. They are used to group or find similar concepts. They are often the sort of terms that people use to find information. There are two tags here that I love. Facts. You can't get simpler than that. And nice. Not terribly useful, but I just love the tag. Nice. This encyclopedia is nice. Anchor text are the words that people use when they link to a web page. They are the words that you click on when you follow a link. For me, they sit somewhere between a tag and a blog entry. Often, they are very short descriptions of the page that they link to, and you can relate them unambiguously to a web page, since they are pointing to that page. The anchor text examples that really got me excited were the ones that are in foreign languages. Having people provide very short descriptions of your page or your site in a foreign language seems to me to be a fantastic thing. So how do you hunt for wild metadata? Well, blog entries. Most blog search engines will allow you to search for links to a particular URL. Often you're going to have to explore their advanced search function to discover how to do it. This screen capture is from Technorati. Delicious will show you all the tags and the comments that people have attached to a given URL. The tags are shown on the right, with the most popular tags shown in larger text. Both Yahoo and Google will allow you to search for links to a given URL. Yahoo's Site Explorer, in particular, will allow you to search for links to a single page or links to a whole site. You can include or exclude the internal site links. Unfortunately, neither will show you the actual anchor text itself, which is annoying. Once you've found your wild metadata, how do you capture it? Several of these searches will provide results as an RSS feed. This opens up the possibility of automatically capturing and processing the information. For blog entries, BlogDigger provides an XML feed. BlogDigger is a blog search engine, like Technorati. It will provide the results of a link search as an RSS feed. Each blog entry is marked as an item. Each item consists of a title, link to the original article, description, which contains the blog text, pub date, that is publication date, source, which is the name of the blog, and author. Delicious is nice enough to use RDF and Dublin Core formats in its RSS feed. The example here is somewhat abbreviated. Each item includes a title, link, DC creator, DC date, DC subject, this one looks like it might be Dutch or German, and then the tags themselves as RDF resources. Unfortunately, I've not been able to find a way to access anchor text directly. If anyone knows, I'd really appreciate it if you could let me know. Even if you can find it and capture it, what's it good for? Here are some possibilities, but I'd be interested in hearing more. If you're doing it as a manual process, you could use it as a quick way to find topic metadata. It might be easier for some people to look at examples of wild metadata than to think up their own, maybe. You could use it as a reality check against the metadata that is already there. At the very least, looking at wild metadata might give people some ideas about how to craft metadata that is more relevant to a web audience. In particular, you can use it as an exercise to teach people how users think. This is great if you're trying to teach them how to build good metadata. Or you could do it as an automatic process. Initially, I imagined it might be automatically harvested and added to metadata repositories to help with metadata searching. Then I talked to Connell Tui from the New Zealand Electronic Text Centre. He came up with an even more interesting idea. He suggested using an XSLT style sheet to embed the wild metadata into the page. The XSLT style sheet could be called from the browser, and this would give people immediate feedback about how others are cataloguing that page. That sounds like fun to me. I don't know whether it would work, but it'd be fun to try. I'm not sure if any of these ideas are actually useful or practical, but it's been very interesting to think about the possibilities. I'd like to thank Connell Toohey for encouragement and suggestions, Jennifer Trant for passing on Jill Walker's article, Feral Hypertext, which seems to match this one quite well, Liddy Neville for allowing me to present today, and WordNet for all those lovely definitions of wild. And thank you for your time and your attention.